RSN Central's Form Express.
And thanks to Career One, it's time for the Form Express on this Monday, the 30th of November. They're racing at Wangaratta in Country Victoria. That's the Victorian meeting. Just having a look at the track conditions there today at Wangaratta. We're racing on a good four. The rail's in the true. Fine conditions, and this is what Warren Huntley had to say regarding his best bet, his play of the day, and also his quaddie.
This, for me, is race two, number 11, Stan's Hero. Michael, and the value is in the last, number 15, Bellator, at around about the $8.59 each way. Hitting firstly at a quaddie for me, numbers 1 and 3. Secondly, just taking numbers 1, 2 and 3. Loading up the third week with numbers 1, 2, 4, 5 and 10. Hoping for a bit of value in the last leg, numbers 2, 5, 7 and 15. Going to take a running double through races 2 and 3 as the player today. First leg, race 2, number 11, Stan's Hero, one out into the winning chances in race 3, numbers 5, 8 and 11.
Love this on a Monday to kick off our punting week. A little bit of confidence with a roughie, of course. The Ledgers are hard to beat on their home track at Wangaratta. They'll be sending around with Deemer's Girl today in race number 7. She's horse 9. She's at $26 with the tab, and this is what Chris had to say about her chances.
Looked a nice race for her. She's come through the Swan Hill run really well. Back to the 2,000 metres, she will get back to last. And she's actually not a bad each-way bet for the punters today. She's at nice odds, and I'm sure she'll be finishing off late pretty hard. She pulled up well, and she sort of ticked all the boxes to go around again today.
Chris Ledger straight to Hall of Fame status with Daniel Harford and Adam White on the Breakfast Club as she wins at $26. After that push, another local is Ashtrain. Goes around for Dan McCarthy in race number 5. Ashtrain, well, it's the $1.95 favourite, and this is what Dan had to say about his chances.
I think the next three behind him are all in it again today. So there was really good speed that day, so we were able to get into a nice spot from an awkward draw. But we've gone really well today, and with that same sort of speed, I expect we'll be a bit closer. But just letting them do the work up front and getting some room late.
Always great to catch up with Nick Ryan. He's only got the one chance in today. I Am a Hit in the Maiden, looking for its first victory at its seventh race start. Nick joins us now. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Gareth. How are we?
Good, thanks, mate. I Am a Hit. Can this be his day today?
Yeah, hopefully, Gareth. He's third up today, up to the mile. So conditions suit. He finds himself in a quite a moderate maiden, but Patrick Payne's horse is going to be hard to beat. But as I said, he's third up, he's fit now, and step up to mile should help.
Do you need a little bit of pace on? Does Harry have to take his medicine and go back at the start here once again?
Well, yeah, look, he's probably drawn a little bit awkward out there at 11, but don't think he has to drag him right back. You can see how the race will unfold. And as you said, Harry's quite an established rider now, and I'm sure he'll figure it out.
So he's worth a pun each way, maybe, at the $4 quote with the tap.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping Warren's wrong, and we can knock his best bet off the day off.
All right, mate. Go and get them, Nick. Say good day to Harry. And, geez, he's riding well at the moment as well, and it was great to see Harry have a winner in town there on Saturday. So what a lethal combination. Ryan and coffee this afternoon at Wangaratta. Safe trip.
Mate. Bye.
There's Nick Ryan there. Daniel Nuttall joins us. They're racing at Taree in New South Wales. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How do we make some money there at Taree?
Hopefully we can get on the board early in the 2,000 metre maiden class one. I think Forever Spotted, who is one of the maiden runners in the field, is going to enjoy the race of 2,000 metres today. She's reaching peak fitness now, third up from a spell. And after the claim, she gets in well at 53 kilos on her back. I think she has more upside than the majority of these. I think $5 is a pretty good price. So she's my best. Race 1, number 9, Forever Spotted. The value comes up in race number 4, horse 4, Empowerments from the Tracy Bartley stable. Look, a pair of 6 to start her career. I think both starts, though, have been better than the form would have you believe. Covered a sack of ground last start at Macquarie. Stuck her really well, considering. And the effort at Kembla and a stronger maiden on debut would have her right in this. I think 750s are over her true odds, and she's an each-way play. Race 4, number 4. In terms of the quaddie, no gimmies, I don't think. We'll have to work hard to find one here. We'll go race 4, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Race 5, 2, 4, 5, and 7. race 6, 1, 2, 3, and 5. And in the last, slightly wider, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 8.
Good on you, Daniel. Good luck.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
There's Daniel Nuttall there looking at Tari. Just quickly, Kansas City, $1.15. Tampa Bay, $5.50. They are coming back. The Buccaneers, but Kansas City have the ball and there's 3.5 minutes. So they're still well in control with that lead. But they have made a mini comeback, Tampa Bay, deep into that final quarter there in the NFL. They're racing on at the Sapphire Coast, also in New South Wales this afternoon. Ian Humphreys joins us to help us back a winner there. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your specials?
Yeah, in race two, he's pretty sure what Exotic Deal, but he should be winning. He's returned in excellent form. He drops in weight today from the last win in a race that wasn't any stronger than this. And no problems getting to the 1,600 metres, so she's the best race two. Number two, Exotic Deal. And then we'll go to race three, number 11, Divine Breath. Resuming here after running two placings at Kembla Grange in her first campaign. She was a recent impressive barrier trial winner at Kembla Grange and looks to have the race ones covered in. So she's drawn a bit awkwardly, but she does look too good for these. So race three, number 11, Divine Breath. And then for the quaddy, the first leg will take just numbers 1 and 2. In the second leg, 1, 2 and 6. In the third leg, 2, 3, 5, 7 and 10. And come home in the last with 1, 5, 7 and 10.
Good on you, Ian. Good luck there at the Sapphire Coast.
Thanks, mate.
Harness racing this afternoon at Yarra Valley. Good morning, Luke. Luke Humphreys joins us.
Gareth.
How do we back a winner there, Luke?
Yeah, look, I think we can find a few, hopefully. Look, my best bet comes up in race 5, number 5, Bronski Roll in the first leg of the quaddy. This is a horse that had pretty much no luck whatsoever at Warrigal first up, missed the start, made up a lot of ground and ran really well, not getting beaten far. Thought it found a winnable enough, a good race to go close in, similar enough race, takes on a few other horses with similar ability, but the way it went first up, I think it can win today. So race 5, number 5, my best. Next best is race 4, number 10, Wildham Zav. Just dropping in great a bit today at a bit of value. Has been going round against a little bit stronger. Went round in the Breeders' Crown Heat last time. So I think race 4, number 10, is also going to go close down in class. It's one of the value runners. And my best value, look, the price has sort of disappeared, but it's still a decent enough price. Race 8, number 3, Layback King. This is a Tasmanian horse. Prepared in Tasmania, that's actually done really well in a few Victorian starts. Really caught my eye at Melton a few weeks ago at a Metropolitan meeting. Should have won, and then flashed home at Bendigo last start. Very strong race. As I say, I think it's already been about 17 into 5, but it's still a decent enough price, I think. It's really ready to win. It's a good race to close the card, but I think it'll go close. So best bet race 5, number 5. Next best race 4, number 10. The value race 8, number 3. Really like that one in the last Layback Kenny for Tasmania. The quaddy first leg, 1, 2, 5 and 9. The second leg is 5, 7, 10. Third leg, 1 out with horse 1. And that last leg will go 3, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. As I say, I really like 3 each way, Layback Kenny, but there are a few chances in that last leg. Good race to close the card, Gareth.
Good on you, Luke. Good calling.
Thank you.
George Ferrugia's Greyhound Form. For detailed form guides on every Victorian Greyhound race, download the Watchdog app or follow Watchdog Racing on Twitter or Facebook.
George Ferrugia, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. How do we make some money at Ballarat and then Shepparton tonight?
Beautiful. We'll kick off with Ballarat as always. Light one in the first race, one number 3, Fabrioni Bale. Placed in 4 of 10, Gareth. It runs more recently at Ballarat, running around the 25.70 mark. It's a little bit slow away, but if it runs up to that time, I think it'll be winning here. It's second favourite, and I think it's going to be a big day for Team Delbridge there at Ballarat. Quaddy numbers 2, 3 and 6 into 3, 6 and 8 into 1, 4, 7 and 8 into number 6 to bring us home. Shepparton tonight, mate. Another one for Team Delbridge. Race 9, number 2, Spring Hammer in a terrific final. 21.62 in its heat was outstanding. Terrific inside record, just racing very well and been racing against some very, very good greyhounds over the 300 and 400 metre trip. So I think it can win. So race 9, number 2. Quaddy numbers 5, 6 and 8 into 2 and 6 into number 8 into 5, 7 and 8 to bring us home.
All right, then you're confident today, Georgie?
Yeah, look, I like, as I said, Team Delbridge
a really good hand on, at both Shepparton and Ballarat. I think they can have a big day, but they're the two I'm pretty keen on.
Now, George, what a weekend we had there on Friday night. It kicked off with the TAB Melbourne Cup. Great to hear Lucky there on Saturday morning with the race day morning team talking about Hardstyle Rico's performance to lead all of the way in the TAB Melbourne Cup, the world's greatest race. He went 28.91. It's 3 days after the event, and it's still hard to believe that a dog can actually do that.
Oh, look, it was just a perfect run. Now, he got it right at the start, Gareth. He was able to break 5 seconds, which is probably something he needed to do to get across from Simon Told Helen. And from that point, his sectionals right around were unbelievable. Look, he's always been a greyhound with immense talent. Of course, he broke the track record at Shepparton. When he won the Silver Bullet at the Meadows, he ran 29.46, which the track record there is 29.37. Yeah. So it hasn't been far away from both track records, to be honest. And I think it bodes well for a stud career being out of an American greyhound called Bella Infrared. So, yeah, look, Lucky is going to have a lot of fun with this greyhound going forward, even off the track watching his progeny.
Shimmer Shine, Simon Told Helen was mighty. Geez, you've got to admire that greyhound for David Burnett. He's tough. He's like a bulldog heading into that first turn, and he just got crowded a little bit for room, but he never gave up that fight behind Hardstyle Rico. Out of those greyhounds, especially Shimmer Shine and Simon Told Helen, because we know that Tigger Long Tonk, the other of the big stars competing in that TAB Melbourne Cup, will go around for the next 6 months. Do we see Shimmer Shine and Simon Told Helen continue on as well?
Oh, that'll be a decision for the connections, obviously. Shimmer Shine, as I said, and Simon Told Helen, I don't think there'll be an issue with both of those greyhounds.
Yeah.
Getting females at stud. As we know, it's the time of year where a lot more females do come into season, Gareth. So connections might think, you know what, we want to get a head start and a bit of a jump on some of the other rivals and try to get their own little market share, I suppose. But there's always a little carrot dangling in greyhound racing, isn't there, Gareth? I mean, you've got Ballarat Cup, you've got Hobart 1000, and then before you know it, you're into the Australian Cup Series at the Meadows, which includes another invitational race called the Temlee, which is, you think those greyhounds are walk-up starts. So it's not an easy decision to make. Injuries are going to play a bit of a part as well. Simon Told Helen's been a fairly injury-free type greyhound. Shimmer Shine, not so, even though he has been a little bit more injury-free of late. So it's going to be a tough decision. If Shimmer Shine were mine, for instance, I'd certainly be looking at it because I just think he's such a blue blood, for instance, that, dual track record holder that, I think you'll get a lot of females at stud. But same with Simon Told Helen.
How much money could he make in his first season? So if he pulled the pin, David Gleeson said that's enough for Shimmer Shine, how much money could he make?
Look, I'm guessing that both greyhounds, and this is just my opinion, they might think of something different. They'd probably be around the $2,000, $3,000 mark at stud.
Yep.
If you get full books, you're allowed 54 a quarter. So if you do the maths, you can get over 200 females for your first year.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it's nothing to be sneezed at. I mean, it's pretty big money, probably up towards $500,000, Gareth.
Yep.
So that's if you get full books, right? I mean, there's no guarantee there. There's some very good stud dogs still going around, like a Mapunga Blazer and Bernardo is going quite well as well, and Aston DB and these types who've got similar bloodlines. So, yeah, it's an interesting one, but one that I'm sure they'll make the right choice in the next couple of weeks.
And the RSN 927 Syndicate dogs were going okay at the moment. We can start to dream of a stud career, hopefully one day.
Yeah, look, Ian Garland has just picked up his greyhound, so he'll give us an update fairly shortly. The other two greyhounds have broken in, Gareth, that will go to Angela and Angela Langton, of course, and Maddie Lanigan as well. So we'll give you updates as we go along, but I know you've got a share in it, and we want the hairdresser's greyhound to be front and centre because he's a star, Ian, and I think he'll give us some good value.
Yeah, free haircuts for Syndicate members too. They tell me if you're around the Bendigo region, just drop into Ian Garland's hair salon, and like you and I, we might ask him for a dye these days. I don't know about you, Georgie, just quickly, geez, the momentum is building for Dean and Hamish. Not Dean. Yeah, Dean and Hamish, we are going, it's not far away, RSN Central's very own dog. Made a few phone calls there yesterday, and it'll be exciting.
I've heard a rumour you've brought in some heavy hitters, Gavin.
Yeah, I have. I've called a few people, and I tell you what, Georgie, you want to join the bandwagon here on RSN Central. Don't worry about that. Good on you, George.
No worries.